This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to yet another episode of The Narcissist Code, hosted by yours truly, Mr. Lee Hammack, the self-aware narcissist known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. If you're unfamiliar with said platform, I use it to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people like myself and, you know, survivors and victims into therapy, and also validate those same survivors and victims. Because guess what, survivors and victims of narcissistic personality disorder, you might not be crazy. You might have been made to feel that way by dealing with a toxic person. Y'all like the new intro? Let me know how you think about the intro. I'm just testing things out today. I'm in a good mood. Y'all know I have highs and lows. Today is a high day. I got my hair did. I'm feeling fresh, feeling fly. 36 years old. I'll be 37 in July. Everybody wants to know my astrological sign, y'all. July 14th, 1985. I don't know my birth time. My mom is working on that, so we'll see. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Today's episode is going to be about, you know, how narcissists are jealous of you. Narcissists and toxic people could be very, very jealous of their significant others, of their friends, of their partners, of their parents, of their children. Like, jealousy runs rampant. Jealousy runs deep with narcissistic people. You know what I mean? It just does, you know. Like for instance, I used to be mega jealous of my wife. I still am sometimes, because she's just a good-hearted person. My wife would not consider herself an empath. I know people are going to ask that, but she's just a good-hearted person. She's genuine. People like her. She's bubbly. She's friendly. She makes friends everywhere. People like her. She's just a good person. That's what attracted me to her in the first place, you know. And I love her for it. You know what I mean? But I used to be jealous of that because I feel like, me personally, I have to work hard to get people to like me. I have to put up this act. I have to put on a mask to get people to like me. I have to go above and beyond and make jokes and make people laugh and just crack jokes and things of that nature to make people laugh. So I hated that. I'm like, God damn, you make it, it's so easy. So people like myself would try to make her feel bad about making friends. Like, you're too friendly. The same thing I like about her, I hate it. I made her feel like it was the same thing that attracted me to her. I made her feel like it was an insecurity that she was doing too much. Like, it was, you know, putting herself in danger and things like that. So I said, hey, look, because I was jealous of it. I said, hey, look, you way too friendly. That's how you get hurt. That's how you get sucked in situations and things like that, in dangerous situations like that. Stop being so friendly and trusting everybody. That's not the way to live. You know, subtle. That's how subtle that was. That wasn't aggressive. There wasn't anything like that. That's what the covert narcissist does. Everybody think I'm an overt narcissist. I feel like, I don't know, I need to do more research on that, because I feel like I go between the two. Because I'm a covert narcissist, but like, people don't think a covert narcissist will come out here and do this whole platform thing. So it's very overt to have over a million followers online about narcissism, but being a covert narcissist. Because I feel like I was more covert in my personal life, because no, people wouldn't know I'm a narcissist, y'all. People wouldn't know. People would not know. I'm inspirational. I'm ambitious. I inspire people and things like that. That's what I've been doing for, you know, 10, 12, 15 years on Facebook, actually. You know, I've been inspiring people. Like, hey, go get those goals. You know, everybody doubt me, I'm going to prove you wrong. That type of stuff. I've been doing that type of stuff for a long time. So I feel like you can switch between the two. I need to do a little bit more research on that, y'all, honestly. But you see where I'm at, though. Like, this is overt. Like, I have over a million followers across all my platforms. For the smart-ass people out there, they're just like, million followers, where? This is on YouTube, you don't have 129,000. Apparently, narcissists, they're stupid, and they can't count, or they can't add. I have over a million. Actually, if you add across all my platforms, it's like almost 1.6 million. If y'all want to be funny, you know, I have 1.3 million alone on my narcissist TikTok. On my other TikTok, I have almost 250K. So, I'm okay, y'all. But you see where I'm coming from, y'all. You see the mindset of people. Like, narcissists are they can be very well jealous of you. So my jealousy of my friends and people around me like that have it, it manifested in different ways. It manifested into, I'm jealous of somebody's personality characteristics. Like, I wish I was like that. I take on that personality characteristics. I want to be around that person more, you know, so I can understand that person and what makes them tick. I told y'all before, my addiction is the human mind and what makes it tick. So I see a personality characteristic that I like, I go around that person for a long time until I get it. Until I, you know, if y'all ever seen the TV show Heroes, Heroes, sidebar, was on the path to being one of the greatest shows of all time. Season one of Heroes, ooh, the writer's strike ruined that show. But Heroes had a guy named Siler on there, played by Zachary Quinto. I think Zachary Quintos. He's in like the, he plays Spock in the Star Wars, the new Star Wars movie. He would play Siler, but he would open people's minds up, study their minds, and take their powers. That's what I feel like. That's my superpower. I feel like I like get around people, I study them, and I take their superpower, their personality characteristics, or the trait of their that I like so much. You know what I mean? So I'm enjoying their traits. I'm taking on their traits and things like that. So because I like it, I do. You know what I mean? So I take that trait and I become that. Like one of my good friends, Jonathan. Super good, super outgoing. Just you know, I'm more of an intro. I was more introverted. He was outgoing. He wanted people. A lot of people would say he's a narcissist, but like I love him. That's my man. You know what I mean? I ain't seen him in a while, but that's my man. Tegra, if you're watching this, I love you. But he's outgoing, just out there. There's no in between with Tegra. Like if you either love him or you hate him. I loved him. And I like that personality characteristic that he expresses of him being outgoing and rambunctious. I studied that. Like what makes him outgoing? He had a goal. He wanted to impress people. So I studied it. And I became that. I had to go to impress people. So I impress people subtly. I'm more subtle with it still, but I just took that on. I take on, like I said, I get around so many different people and become those people. I tell this to people all the time. My personality is really
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Accumulation of the personality traits and the characteristics of others that I saw, were jealous of, and took on myself. Literally, my dreads, even my hair, my twin brother got dreads. And I was like, damn, I like them dreads, how they look on him. So guess what happens? I got dreads now. My cousin, Adrian Adams, should be an Olympic bobsledder. He's a U.S. bobsledder. Fit head. Saw their body. I had to get up my fitness stuff, you know. I'm just an accumulation of people, y'all. Money. I'm trying to get money like the successful friends I got. I'm just an accumulation of stuff that I've seen of other people that I was jealous of, that influenced. I'm influenced by jealousy. I just don't like, I think there's a difference between, to me, there's a difference between jealousy and envy. I feel like envy is when you try to put other people down to get where they are. And jealousy is just like, why you and not me? You know, so I'm just like, why you and not me? So I take that, my jealousy provokes, because I don't want to take them. Where they are in life, I don't want my cousin Adrian to be less fit. I don't want my brother to be bald headed. I don't want my man Jonathan to be introverted by any means. I just wonder why them and not me. So I take it on. So I become them. So now there's no more jealousy there. You know what I mean? The jealousy has disappeared on situations like that. You know what I mean? But you see how it works, though. Narcissistic people in your life, you might see your friends, your narcissistic friends around you, start picking up your personality characteristics, start taking your mannerisms, start taking your hairstyle and the way you dress, the way you act, start trying to integrate themselves into your other friend group that might not be associated with them. They might work in the same place. They might try to become you. Your siblings, your narcissistic siblings might do the same thing. Your narcissistic parents might start to assimilate themselves into your lives with your friend group. Start to act like you and things like that. It's weird, but it does happen. You mean? Narcissists, we just are jealous, angry people a lot of times. You mean? Yes, we are insecure. The insecurities run deep. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, y'all see, if you see me now, you're my podcast, right? You're on the video. If you're on the podcast, the actual recording, you don't actually see me, but if you're on my YouTube channel, you see me. Some reason I think I'm short. I'm 6'3", 200, I just weighed myself a few minutes ago, 248 pounds. I'm not a little guy, but for a long time, I was 6'3", I was 200, I was damn near 300 pounds. I had to donate plasma in Greensboro, North Carolina. But most I weighed like right around 287, 288. So I was bigger, You mean, and I lost a bunch of weight. I got down to like 190. I was slim. But then I was like, man, I'm in between. So people see that. Like, it's just like, y'all, it's literally because jealousy drives me. I posted something today on my Facebook, on my Twitter. And it said, to those of you who have ever doubted me, thank you. Because jealousy and anger and people telling me you can't do that, I can't do stuff, it motivates me. You know what I mean? It literally does. I think a lot of people see that, and you see me, you see how I act and how I present myself. I want it to inspire you. I really, really do. You know what I mean? I want to inspire you because I'm inspired by jealousy. It's weird, y'all. And a lot of narcissistic people in your life are going to also be inspired by being jealous of you. They just are. I hope you understand that. I hope you take calls into that as well. You know what I mean? So I want y'all to understand that a lot of narcissistic people are going to be jealous around you. And you can tell, like, if they start to act like you, start to become you, some of them, like, the jealousy sometimes will turn into envy, and they will try to replace you. They will wish bad on you so they can take your place. Like, they will try to assimilate themselves into your friend group to replace you because they're jealous because you have friends and things like that. You know what I mean? My wife, I didn't try to get, I mean, I think I did I? Yeah, I tried to isolate her from her friends. But yeah, I worked on that. Her friends, her good friends, Audrey, Amelia, I love y'all. You know, I was different back then. I was. Yeah, I'm telling y'all straight up. I tried so she wouldn't make more friends. I wanted to be her only friend. I tell you, the stuff I tell y'all in these videos, the isolation, all this stuff, I've tried it. I've done this in my life, not just to my wife, because I'm 36 years old. I've been with her for 10 years. So I had from like pretty much my dating years, 18 to 26. I was a wild, rambunctious, crazy, unaware, narcissistic person. I was. You know what I mean? And for the first few years, the first half of my relationship with my wife, I was the same person. You know, because I've been with 10 years. I've been in therapy for 4.5. So the first 5.5 years, I was a unaware, narcissistic person, y'all. I just was. But I've been working myself for 5 years, and everybody keep wants to know, like, how do you make it work with your wife? Don't take me as hope to make it work with your toxic person or with your narcissistic person. Because, y'all, the jealousy I have drove me to wanting to be a better person. You know what I mean? Because, like, I see the people around me getting money and being successful and getting fit and having good careers and good lives and stuff like that. Even my college degree. I got that because my twin brother graduated from college. Like, I didn't really need a degree. I was a real estate agent. You know, I'm a successful real estate agent. You know, I just went and got that. So you couldn't call me stupid. You can't call me stupid. I have a degree in industrial and systems engineering. I have an engineering degree, y'all, from A&T, North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, Aggie Pride. You know what I mean? And my dog was barking. Somebody here. My ring doorbell didn't go off. Somebody, I don't know if somebody's here. If y'all see me get smurdered on camera, I need y'all to report this. I'm just joking, y'all. Let me hop off this thing, though. But yeah, watch the jealousy component. Watch the envy component, y'all. Stay safe. Stay protected. Like and subscribe for more. Turn on your notifications, y'all. I'm going live here every day for the rest of the month. Really, really appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, y'all. And my podcast, folks, my podcast for y'all, I got to give y'all an extra second. Got to get off the video a little while. The video, folks. You know, my podcast is on. Let me go pull up the Narcissist Code thing real quick on Apple Music real quick. Because I saw a difference. I got some more positive reviews. I got more 5-star reviews. Yay. Thank y'all so much, y'all. The latest reviews are from Julia Jung Furman. I found closure here. Listen to therapists. Psychoanalyze narcs helped me develop a basic understanding. Listen to Lee helped me believe that I had learned. There you go. Thank you so much, Julia. Gia Soprano, funny quote. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Chris Tucker Friday. There you go. And then CMCW 1975. Truth is your best friend, y'all. I really truly appreciate all the comments, y'all. So if y'all go on my Apple, if y'all listen to this on Apple Music or any whatever, you know, place you listen to this that allows you to do reviews and stuff, hit that 5 stars and leave me a review. I'll read it online if you want me to. You mean, thank y'all so much. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.